Horror in Eritrea. A missions agency tells the story. Missionaries return to a fragile situation in Papua New Guinea, and training inside leaders is the key for future church planting in India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nearly 1,800 Eritrean Christians are in custody because of their religious beliefs. In response, a petition protesting the widespread religious repression in Eritrea is headed for the Eritrean ambassador to the United Kingdom. Open Doors' Carl Muller, describing prison conditions as deplorable, says the persecution has another effect.
The church has to go underground. It has to go unregistered, and it has to become a secretive organization where the scriptures are passed from hand to hand in very covert ways when gatherings are small and very quietly done, when hymns and songs of praise are whispered instead of sung.
Muller says despite the atrocities, persecution, and desperate situation, there is hope. The church is alive in Eritrea.
The most important thing that the church there asks of us is to remember us in prayer and to get them what they need, the requirements that they need to move forward. The most important thing that they ask us for is prayer.
Meanwhile, a new tribe's mission team is hard at work again at their Papua New Guinea ministry among the Hewa people after their evacuation in January. Much unrest still exists in the tribe after the murder of one of their members. Some of the leaders are considering moving their village. This poses a significant problem for the missionaries' ability to pursue ministry. Pray that the Lord will bring back stability into the village. You're listening to Mission Network News. As food and water shortages are causing problems for millions in East Africa, the drought is also disrupting the social structure. People are no longer able to offer cattle as a dowry for marriages. Food for the Hungry's Sarah Sawalka.
The most noticeable thing when you go into the villages is the abundance of dead animals. The livelihood of the people in these villages is dependent on their cattle, and they are losing their livestock daily.
Sawalka says people are comparing it to the food shortage in 1984, which caused widespread catastrophe. So far, that's been avoided.
We are focusing on distributing emergency food rations, which we started doing in October, and I think thanks to that we haven't seen a real large effect on human nutrition levels yet. If the situation continues, we may start to see that.
FHI is working through the local church, and they're sharing their faith whenever they can. Next, as redevelopment work continues in the tsunami zones in East Asia, God is using the physical work to lay a spiritual foundation. City Team International's Harry Brown says they've established a profitable water distribution program that's had an impact on village leaders.
They couldn't say enough about not only the service that was provided, but the fact that we came and we stayed and we continue in relationship with them. And so their hearts have been very open, and we've seen some come to faith, and we've seen the first small churches begin to be launched there.
The income generation is providing the support for indigenous church planters. Now City Team is focusing on training leaders inside these villages.
If we focus on the inside leaders, pour our life into them and get them sufficient with the tools and the mindset to be able to meet the needs where God has placed them, it has a chance to ripple without us long after we're gone.
And AMG provides medical care to Cabalco, Guatemala through the Señorita Elena Medical Center. Serious injuries and medical problems such as malnutrition, parasites, and infectious diseases are prevalent in this area. Over 15,000 patients each year are given the gospel message as they receive medical treatment there. Short-term volunteer teams of doctors and nurses from the U.S. and Canada help staff the hospital regularly. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.